Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ein Off, the 8th Perek, Ben Sora Mora. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah requires both the father and mother to want their son to be ruled a Ben Sora Mora. Rav Yehuda says that if his mother was not fit for his father, he does not become a Ben Sora Mora. In a Brice, Rabbi Yud explains that his mother must be Shava La'avi B'kol U'B'mar U'B'koma, similar to his father in voice, appearance, and height. Because this is nearly impossible, Rabbi Yud may be the Tanu who said, Ben Sor Mora lo haya v'lo asin liyos. There was never a Ben Sor Mora, and there never will be. And the reason it was written in the Torah was, Drosh v'kabal schar, go darshan it and receive reward for doing so. Alternatively, the Brice is Rabbi Shimon who said that no parent would take their son out to be stoned because he ate a tartamar of meat and drank a log of Italian wine. Rabbi Yonason reports having sat on the grave of a Ben Sora Mora. Another Brice says there never was nor will be an Irin Yidachas, which follows the Tana that if there was even a single mezuzah in the city, it is not destroyed. Another Brice says there never was nor will be a house stricken with Saras, following the Tana who requires very precise dimensions. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina said that a Ben Noach who blessed, so to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu and then converted is exempt from execution, however, Nishtana Dinam and Nishtana Smisaso, since his judgment rules changed, meaning to now require 2 Adim and 23 judges, and his method of execution changed, meaning a Ben Noach's execution is always Saif, whereas a Jewish blasphemer receives Skila. Because his status changed from the time of his transgression, he cannot get either punishment and is exempt, even though he would be killed for a new transgression. A Brisa states that a Ben Noach who killed another Ben Noach or had relations with his fellow's wife and converted is exempt since he would not be executed for doing so now. But if he killed a Yisrael or had relations with the Yisrael's wife, he is liable, which seems to disprove Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara answers to that one is only exempt if both the judgment rules and his execution method changed. Here his execution did not change because killing a Jew is punished with a saif, like every Ben Noach's transgression. Although the execution for adultery changed to chenek, kal b'chamor mishach shaycha, the lighter punishment, chenek, is included in the stricter punishment of saif, so it's like he was already subject to chenek before. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that a ben sora mora is nidon on shem sofo, judged based on his ultimate end. Because we say, yamu zakai while yamus chay, let him die innocent and not die after he becomes guilty of murder. In a bright Rabbi Yossi Aglili explains, does he deserve to be stoned for consuming a tartamer of meat and a log of Italian wine? Rather, the Torah foresaw his ultimate end. After depleting his father's assets, he'll seek to maintain his habit and rob people on the crossroads and murder those who resist. Therefore, it's better that he should die while he's still innocent, as the Mishnah explains. Shemisasin shel reshaim hanalehem hanalolam. The death of the wicked is beneficial to them, because they can no longer sin, and beneficial to the world, who will no longer suffer from them. Letzadikim ralehen v'ralolam. However, death for the righteous is detrimental for them, since they can no longer perform mitzvos, and detrimental for the world, who loses their protection and admonishment. The Mishnah proceeds to say that wine, sleep, and pizor, dispersal, are all beneficial for Rishayim, but detrimental for Tzaddikim, whereas kinus, assembly, and tranquility are detrimental for Rishayim, but beneficial for Tzaddikim. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah requires both the father and mother to want their son to be ruled a Ben Sora or Mora. Rav Yehuda says that if his mother was not fit for his father, he does not become a Ben Sora or Mora. In a Brice, Rabbi Yud explains that his mother must be Shava La'avi B'kol U'B'mar U'B'koma, similar to his father in voice, appearance, and height. Because this is nearly impossible, Rabbi Yud may be the Tanu who said, Ben Sora Mora lo haya v'lo asin liyos. There was never a Ben Sora Mora, and there never will be. And the reason it was written in the Torah was, Drosh v'kabal schar, go darshan it and receive reward for doing so. Alternatively, the Brice is Rabbi Shimon who said that no parent would take their son out to be stoned because he ate a tartamar of meat and drank a log of Italian wine. Rabbi Yonason reports having sat on the grave of a Ben Sora Mora. Another Brice says there never was nor will be an Irin Yidachas, which follows the Tana that if there was even a single mezuzah in the city, it is not destroyed. Another Brice says there never was nor will be a house stricken with Saras, following the Tana who requires very precise dimensions. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina said that a Ben Noach who blessed, so to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu and then converted is exempt from execution, however, Nishtana Dinam and Nishtana Smisaso, since his judgment rules changed, meaning to now require 2 Adim and 23 judges, and his method of execution changed, meaning a Ben Noach's execution is always Saif, whereas a Jewish blasphemer receives Skila. Because his status changed from the time of his transgression, he cannot get either punishment and is exempt, even though he would be killed for a new transgression. A braisa states that a ben noach who killed another ben noach or had relations with his fellow's wife and converted is exempt since he would not be executed for doing so now. But if he killed a Yisrael or had relations with the Yisrael's wife, he is liable, which seems to disprove Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara answers to that one is only exempt if both the judgment rules and his execution method changed. Here, his execution did not change because killing a Jew is punished with a scythe, like every ben noach's transgression. Although the execution for adultery changed to chenek, kal b'chamor mishach shaycha, the lighter punishment, chenek, is included in the stricter punishment of saif, so it's like he was already subject to chenek before. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that a ben sor mora is nidon on shem sofo, judged based on his ultimate end. Because we say yamu zakai while yamu chay, let him die innocent and not die after he becomes guilty of murder. In a bright story, Yossi Aglili explains, does he deserve to be stoned for consuming a tartamer of meat and a log of Italian wine? Rather, the Torah foresaw his ultimate end. After depleting his father's assets, he'll seek to maintain his habit and rob people on the crossroads and murder those who resist. Therefore, it's better that he should die while he's still innocent, as the Mishnah explains. Shemisasin shel reshaim hanal lehem hanal olam. The death of the wicked is beneficial to them, because they can no longer sin, and beneficial to the world, who will no longer suffer from them. L'tzadikim ra lehem v'ra olam. However, death for the righteous is detrimental for them, since they can no longer perform mitzvos, and detrimental for the world, who loses their protection and admonishment. The Mishnah proceeds to say that wine, sleep, and pizor, dispersal, are all beneficial for Rishayim, but detrimental for Tzadikim, whereas kinus, assembly, and tranquility are detrimental for Rishayim, but beneficial for Tzadikim. All right, so now we go to Siman Dav Ein Aleph, and this one was suggested to us by Sammy Rubin from London. He suggested that Ein Aleph is a donkey that goes E-R, E-R, so donkey is a Siman. So here goes. Well, the rabbi was getting schar for darshaning in the Parsha Ben Sor Mora. Imagining a husband and wife with identical voices, appearance, and height, riding on donkeys, taking their son to Beis Din. A ben noach who killed another ben noach and then converted walked out of Beis Din exempt, and was astonished when he saw a ben sor mora on a donkey with meat and wine in his hand, heading down the wrong path towards a bandit. Once again, slow motion. Well, the rabbi was getting schar for darshaning in the parsha ben sor mora, imagining a husband and wife with identical voices, appearance, and height, riding on donkeys. Donkeys? That must be on duff. Ein off, E-R. While the rabbi was getting schar for darshaning in the parsha of Ben Sor Mora, imagining a husband and wife with identical voices, appearance, and height, riding on donkeys, taking their son to Beis Din, which reminds us, and Bryce Rabbit explains, that the Ben Sor's mother must be Shavala Avi Bakol Ubamaru Ubakoma, similar to his father in voice, appearance, and height. Because this is nearly impossible, Rabbi Yehuda may be the Tana who said, Ben Sor Mora Lohaya Vola Asiluyos. There was never a Ben Sor Mora, and there never will be. And the reason it was written in the Torah was Drosh Bekabaskar. Go darshan it and receive reward for doing so. Rabbi Yonason reports having sat on the grave of a Ben Sor Mora. So while the rabbi was getting schar for darshaning in the parsha of Ben Sor Mora, imagining a husband and wife with identical voices, appearance, and height, riding on donkeys, taking their son to Beis Din, a ben noach who killed another ben noach and then converted walked out of Beis Din exempt, which reminds us, the Braisa states that a ben noach who killed another ben noach or had relations with his fellow's wife and converted is exempt since he would not be executed for doing so now. So while the rabbi is getting schar for darshaning in the parsha ben sor mora, imagining a husband and wife with identical voices, appearance, and height riding on donkeys, taking the son to Beis Din, a ben noach who killed another ben noach and then converted walked out of Beis Din exempt, and was astonished when he saw a ben sor mora on a donkey with meat and wine in his hand, heading down the wrong path towards a bandit, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a ben sor mora is nidon al shem sofo, is judged based on his ultimate end, because we say, yamu zakai val yamu chayv, let him die innocent and not die after he becomes guilty of murder. In a bright Rabbi Yossi Aglili explains, does he deserve to be stoned for consuming a tartamer of meat and a log of Italian wine? Rather, the Torah foresaw his ultimate end. After depleting his father's assets, he'll seek to maintain his habit and rob people on the crossroads and murder those who resist. Therefore, it's better that he should die while he's still innocent. So once again, while the rabbi was getting schar for darshaning in the parsha of Ben Sor Mora, imagining a husband and wife with identical voices, appearance, and height, riding on donkeys, taking their son to Beis Din, a ben noach who killed another ben noach and then converted, walked out of Beis Din exempt, and was astonished when he saw a ben sor mora on a donkey with meat and wine in his hand, heading down the wrong path towards a bandit. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Chazara. Daf Samach Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue. The sizzling barbecue? That must be around Daf Samach Zayin. The witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's, which reminds us the Gemara brings all the exceptions to the law when it comes to a Macy's, including that one can hide witnesses in order to entrap him. So the witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's. Samach Shefa trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet, being told, Einod Milvado, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the question whether a Kishuv can go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will, and brings the incident where a woman once attempted to take dust from under Rabbi Chanina's feet to perform sorcery against him. He told her, if you're successful, go and do your sorcery. The Torah says, Einod Milvado, and you cannot harm me if Hashem desires me. If you do harm me, it's from him, and I accept it. So the witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's. Saw Makshefa trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet, being told, Einod Milvado, and her husband, the sorcerer, who is failing to produce rice magically to ruin the salad, unaware of the giant frog coming down the path. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the Chartumim's inability to duplicate kinim and what exactly happened with the single tzfardea in Mitzrayim. Daf Samach Ches. So the Simur Daf Samach Ches is Schach. So here goes. The rabbis gathered around the great sage's Schach-covered canopy bed. Schach? That must be Daf Samach Ches. The rabbis gathered around the great sage's Schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled-up Sifrei Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how the sages came to visit Rabbi Eliezer on his deathbed. Rabbi Eliezer placed his arms on his heart and said, Oy lechem shtei zoroi sai, woe to you, my two arms, shehen k'shtei Sifrei Torah sh'niglalin, which are like two Torah scrolls which are being rolled up, meaning my Torah will be inaccessible after my passing. So the rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled-up Sifrei Torah. Mourned his passing as one rabbi struck his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground, which reminds us after Shabbos Rabbi Akiva met Rabbi Eliezer's funeral procession going from Kisari to Lod and was striking his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground. Tosos explains, this did not transgress making a seret lenefesh, a cut for the dead, because Rabbi Akiva was mourning the Torah knowledge loss, not Rabbi Eliezer's soul. Rabbi Akiva opened his hesped for Rabbi Eliezer in the funeral line, saying, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Parashav, my father, chariot of Yisrael and its horsemen, Harbe Maus Yeshli, I have much money, Ve'enli Shulchani Hartzosan, but I have no money changer to present it to, meaning I have many questions, but no one to ask. So the rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled-up Sifrei Torah, mourned his passing as one rabbi struck his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground, and didn't notice the little kid in the shade of the schach eating meat and drinking wine with money that he stole from his parents, who was too young to become a ben sora mora, which reminds us that katan cannot become a ben sora mora. Rav explains that the words li'ish ben in the pasuk are read together to teach ben hasamach grosso shel'ish, a son who is close to a man's strength, meaning just after reaching adulthood. Daf Samachtet. So the simon Daf Samachtet is soot, and we use a chimney sweep for the simon. So here goes. The boy chimney sweep. Chimney sweep? That must be around Daf Samachtet. Soot. The boy chimney sweep, who was not chayv as a ben sora mora, because he was already planning on bringing his soon-to-be-born son into the business, which reminds us, a b'risim of Yishmael's yeshiva taught ben v'lo av. Only a son can become a ben sora mora, but not one who is a father. Rav Yishmael's drushes explained, ben v'lo harui lakroso av. Only a son can become a ben sora mora, but not one who is fit to be called a father. Once he's an adult for 3 months and a pregnancy from him would be noticeable, he's excluded from the law of ben sora mora. So the boy chimney sweep, who was not chayv as ben sora mora, because he was already planning on bringing his soon-to-be-born son into the business, being that it was a full 3 months since his bar mitzvah and not less, because we go after Rov, which reminds us, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua inferred from Rabbi Krispadai that a boy is Rui Krosso of after 3 months of adulthood, that the pregnancy of a woman who gives birth after just 7 months instead of 9 is not noticeable after a third of her days, meaning 2 1/3 months, but after 3 months. Otherwise, a boy should be excluded from Ben Sora more in less than 3 months, since he can impregnate a woman who gives birth after 7 months. Ravina rejected the proof, saying, Zil Basa Ruba, follow the majority. Since most women give birth after 9 months, he's not Rui Kroso of until after 3 full months. So the boy chimney sweep, who was not chayv as a ben sora mora, because he was already planning on bringing his soon-to-be-born son into the business, since it was a full 3 months since his bar mitzvah, and not less because we go after Rove, had a long family history of doing things young, as his ancestors became a great-grandfather at the young age of 26, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks to prove that 8-year-olds of previous generations fathered children. After the first attempts are rejected, the Gemara eventually proves that Betzalel was 26 years younger than his great-grandfather, Kalev. After subtracting 2 years for the pregnancies of the three generations, it emerges that three generations fathered children over 24 years, proving that each generation fathered a child at age 8. Daf Ein. So the Siman Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor. Eye doctor? That must be my Daf Ein. Eye. The eye doctor was trying to examine the red eyes of a young drunk patient who poured wine all over his face, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the ill effects of wine and how it can ruin people. Rav Chanan said, "Nivra yan ba'olam ela nachem avelim v'sham schar l'rashayim." Wine was only created in the world to comfort mourners and to give earthly reward to the wicked. So the eye doctor was trying to examine the red eyes of a young drunk patient who poured wine all over his face and was crying out, "Vai, vai, vai," as he mumbled something about Noach's tent, which reminds us over Gwila Darshan that the letter Vav is written 13 times in the incident of Noach planting a vineyard and becoming drunk to hint to cries of Vai Vai, whoa, whoa. Rav and Shmuel debate what Noach's son Cham did to him. One says Sereso, he castrated him. The other says Revo, he had relations with him. The first opinion says that because Cham disabled Noach from having a fourth son, Noach cursed Canaan, Cham's fourth son. The other opinion responds that Cham did both. So the eye doctor was trying to examine the red eyes of a young drunk patient who poured wine all over his face and was crying out, "Vai, vai, vai," as he mumbled something about Noach's tent. Notice the young boy had brought a photo of himself drinking wine and eating meat at a chaburah's mitzvah convened for Ibra HaChodesh, which reminds us, Rabbi Avoh said that one only becomes a ben sora or mora if he ate at a gathering, shakula srikin, who are all good for nothings. This is a challenge from the Mishnah, which taught that if he ate at a gathering involving a mitzvah, meaning the meal convened for Ibra HaChodesh, he does not become a ben sora or mora, implying that as long as it was not a mitzvah gathering, he would be liable. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah teaches that even if he did eat at a gathering of idlers, since he was involved in a mitzvah at this gathering, he's not liable because of Lamimshich. He will not be drawn to continue doing so. All right, so now it's time to conclude with the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do you learn a Ben Noach who kills another Ben Noach and then converts is Pater? That's on daf Ein Aleph. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn a boy cannot become a Ben Sora Mora after 3 months of adulthood since he's fit to be called a father? That's on daf Samach Tez. Good. Number 3, which daf do we learn that one does not become a Ben Sora Mora if he ate and drank at a chaburah's mitzvah? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 4, which daf do we learn a Ben Sora Mora's parents must be equal in height, appearance, and voice, and there's a malchukas if there ever was and will be a Ben Sora Mora? That's on daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 5, which daf do we learn that one can hide witnesses in order to entrap a Macy's? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 6, which daf do you learn about the ill effects of wine? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 7, which daf do you learn why the powers of sorcery are called kishuf and whether they can go against a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 8, which daf do we discuss whether a katana morasa also gets skila? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 9, which daf do you learn a Dorish al HaMesim is one who starves himself and sleeps in a cemetery in order to get a Ruach Tumah to rest on him? That's on daf Samach Hei. Good. Number 10, which daf do you learn a Ben Sor Mora is Nidon al Shem Sofo? He's judged based on his ultimate end. That's on daf Ayin Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.